Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandt moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Brandt moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Breeding moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Breeding scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cux, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Breeding is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Lump reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding catches it and throws to first to double up Herzog. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Throneberry hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Cux moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. Cux moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Cux covering, for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.